This is Emily White with Fashion and Music. Clothing went in the 1920s went from 17 layers and 19 yards of material to just 4 layers and 7 yards of material. 13 to 15% of the income of a typical person just was spent on clothing alone. But very poor people typically wore hand-me-down charity clothing. Working rural classes made their own clothing, middle classes made or purchased ready-made clothing, and the upper classes custom-ordered clothing from Paris or New York. Men's clothing were more costly, but they weren't replaced as much as women's. The family budget spent on clothing was: fathers spent one-third on their clothing, mothers spent one-fifth on theirs, and children only spent one-sixth on clothing. Some of the mothers would give their money that they made to their daughters for, like, better clothing. Now, to music. Blues and ragtime was a hit in the 1920s along with jazz, but ragtime was a lot more popular than jazz. Some of the huge musicians in the 1920s was Willie the Lion Smith, King Oliver, Louis Armstrong, Eddie Lang, and Dale Ellington. The reason people liked jazz was it was so relaxing, and it told a story of what people went through and how they got through it.
This is Jordan Moreno bringing you sports in the 1920s. In the 1920s, the boxing was a very major sport. It was mostly ran by Jack Dempsey and Gene Tunney. They were world champions during their time. Jack was 6'1 at 190 pounds, and he was only knocked out once during his 60-fight career. Baseball was also a major sport in the 1920s. The first World Series that was broadcast was in 1921, and the voice was by Tommy Cohen, but he was in studio with a telephone at his ear, standing at a microphone. A newspaper in the ballpark spoke in the phone and told him what was happening in the ballpark, and as best as Tommy could do, he tried to report it over the air, and it was very successful. This is sponsored by Nike. Just do it.
This is Adam Harris reporting on the post-election status this year in 1922. Just a few days ago, when new president Warden G. Harding was inaugurated, he addressed the crowd at the dedication of a memorial site for the composer of the Star Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key. He was the first president to transmit his voice over radio, this being a new thing. The broadcast heralded a revolutionary shift in how presidents will now be able to transmit their voice to everyone across the United States. This post-election status has been brought to you by Pepsi Cola. Crack open a cold one.